You're tuned to AM 1240 KASO, Minden, Louisiana. The time now, almost 7:30 on this Wednesday morning. A special program here with us today. We're going to talk about a program being offered at one of our local churches. It's called a Christian Intervention Program. And here to talk about it this morning is Lisa Garner. Lisa, thanks for coming out early to be with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about this. What is the Christian Intervention Program?
It is an effective 20-week Christian Intervention Program class, and it's for the chemically dependent, their families, and others. Anyone is welcome. The program offers life-living skills such as parenting, finances, and it is court-approved. So classes are Sundays from 4:30 to 5:30. And if you're interested, you can call 318-377-0390.
And this takes place at City on the Hill Pentecostal
Yes, sir.
Church on Highway 531. How did this get started at that church? Was this someone just had an idea, someone approached you, or how did all this work?
Actually, they offered it when we were at a conference one year, and someone handed me the brochure, and it was a few years back, and I'm very passionate about that because I also come from addiction and abuse and different things, so...
I know it is at a church, but it's religious based, of course. But is it not a sermon?
It is not.
Okay.
It's lessons, life, living skills.
Are you the one that does this program? Is this your baby?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how long have you been involved in? I guess are you considered a counselor or
no,
how
sir.
Does this happen?
No, sir. We are not considered a counselor. It is just like I said. It's Bible based. And it's just a way to help people become free from addiction and,
We talked about this before we got on. There are all kinds of theories about addiction. Mm-hmm. Some people say that it may be behavioral, learned. People are just, their physical makeup may make them predisposed. Do y'all touch on that, or do you just say, come in, sit down, and let's see how we can help you?
No, sir. We don't do it that way. We just encourage, and like I said, this is court approved, and if they really, really want the help, they'll get what they need out of it. But no, sir.
Now, this is dealing with not just drugs and alcohol.
Correct.
It's also tobacco and, mm-hmm. and, as you mentioned, other issues such as parenting, managing your money.
Right.
How to live daily life in
exactly.
a way.
Exactly.
Many people be surprised to know that there are people that can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a tough time just day to day. The addiction issue certainly complicates things.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have to go any kind of training to do this, or how did you get involved?
We did. The program actually started in 1978 with Freddie Hyde, and his son Mike Hyde and Diana Hyde, his wife, has carried on, and it's like I said, it's been around since 1978. So they came in and gave us some training for a couple of days, and they kind of are the ones that get it started off, and they're the ones that get it with court approved.
I see.
And get it in there.
Is there a charge for this program?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
They are. It is $30 for their kit, but they do get a student manual, a Bible, and they get a CD with a testimony on it. Now, we encourage them to pay a little something, because you give people something for nothing, guess what? They usually lose it, gets torn up,
right?
Da-da-da. You appreciate it when you pay for it.
And it's a 20-week program.
Yes, sir.
Have you already started this program?
We have, yes, sir. We have four already signed up.
Okay. And it's every Sunday, you say, from 4:30 to 5:30?
Yes, sir.
At the church?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there like a screening process, or do you have to come in for an interview, or how does that work?
Yes, sir, we do. We do have an interview that is actually their first lesson. We sit down with them one-on-one and we go over the student rules. We go over all of that. It's confidential. It doesn't go any further than that interview. And that's basically to get to know them and them to get to know us. But it's really about them.
Are you the only one involved, or how many people are in this program that work with you?
We have about 9 people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we have 9 people because it takes people to teach, but it also takes people to observe. And then we have people that does the interviews.
The people that are there now, were they court-ordered? Did they just show up needing help?
No, sir. They are not court-ordered, and you do not have to be court-ordered to attend.
That's just an option if someone... Yes, sir. In the system, then I can use this to help them
exactly
while they're in the system.
Yes, sir.
you talked about it. Are there the people that are there now? Is it mainly substance abuse issues, or are there other people that are having other issues? I don't know, maybe abuse in the home or something like that.
They have actually some of them that are attending. They are clean and have been, but they're also. A little bit of struggles, but they're just there for the life living skills, and it's not court approved for them. So
there's no drug testing going on. Or
no,
anything
sir.
Like that. I got you. Okay. Again, give us that number if someone's interested in taking advantage of this service for you. How would they get a hold of you?
They could contact the church at 318-377-0390.
And that City on the Hill Pentecostals, which if you don't know where that's, the big church on Highway 531.
Yes, sir.
And Lee, now you're not from Minden, but you say you've lived here a pretty good while.
Okay? Yes, sir.
Have you been a member of that church since you've been here?
For about 18 and a half years.
Okay, so pretty much. And is this something that you think maybe for you personally, is it maybe a calling? Do you think this is something that you've had a desire or a passion for it, and you're finally getting an opportunity to put it in motion?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because like I said, that is where I come from, and I've been clean for, 18 and a half years when I got delivered.
Okay. Those that are there now, how long have they been going?
Every single person that's helping just about in this program has a history and a past with addiction. So we can relate to the people that will be coming in.
Those that are doing it now, have they just started? Have they been in it for a couple weeks? Or is there progress that you can tell? Or how do you measure progress?
Right. They've actually only been there a couple of weeks. Yeah. We actually kicked it off October 3rd was our first potential start date.
Again, this is Lisa Garner. She's with the City on the Hill Pentecostals. The program is called Christian Intervention Program. It deals with all types of issues, including drug or alcohol or tobacco or issues, also life skills such as managing your finances, dealing with family issues, a wide variety of topics. You're going to spread yourself pretty thin, I think. Well, of course, you say you do have help, though, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
And it's every Sunday from 4:30 to 5:30.
Yes, sir.
Once again, now if someone right now is listening, wants to get involved, and do they need to call the church and get an interview set up? Do they just show up Sunday afternoon? How does that work?
They do call. They do call, and then we will contact them, and then we will set them up to come in. And it is still, the interview is still the same time as the lessons are going on.
Upon completion of this 20-week program, will there be a... Let's just say someone's in the court system and they got to prove that they've been doing this. Do you get a certificate or graduation? How does that work?
We do. We do. We have been, we've got that in the works. When you graduate, you get a certificate, and we're going to treat it like a graduation.
Great.
We're going to do a feeding. They're going to be allowed to invite family and friends. As far as court approved, we will be sending monthly progress reports to their probation. So their probation officers will know they're doing it the entire time.
So these folks will likely be on probation in addition to maybe being court ordered to attend this or recommended to attend this program.
Yes, sir.
All right. Sounds like it's going to be good. Hopefully these folks will be better off at the end than they were at the beginning. And we appreciate you coming in to talk with us about this program. Again, that number is 377 0390 to find out more about the Christian Intervention Program. It's every Sunday starting at 4:30 at the City on the Hill Pentecostals on 531. Lisa Garner, do you have an official title for this, or you like the...
Just the coordinator.
Coordinator. Yeah. Lisa, thanks for coming in today and telling us about this worthwhile project. Hopefully that you'll be getting some response, and I hope it works out for everyone involved.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Lisa Garner with City on the Hill Pentecostals.